修补跟着我都给自己了。在 If you sit, if for a moment you become Buddha, but on the other hand, in Kansasengi, he emphasizes that you should sit in the Zen through and through without having any sign of becoming Buddha. So his emphasis are sort of contradictory. But that is a very important point we have to think that. When you sit in the same from moment you become Buddha, at that time only Buddha exists, of whatever you think about Buddha, see, whatever it is, that's up to you. Only Buddha exists, because when you sit in Zazen, you really understand Zazen you do, what Zazen you do is, and also you really understand immediately who is practitioners. And you really understand that what is Buddha mentioned by Dogen in the thing is, whatever you think, all ideas you can think in the realm of the thing doesn't hit the mark completely. No matter how long Dogen Zen says, if you sit down even for a moment, you can become Buddha. But even though he says so, you don't understand this. So all we can believe is, anyway, that only Buddha exists. Because Dogen Zen says, Buddha says, and the patriarch says, what Buddha is, what universe, whatever it is, okay, and the vastness of existence. We are always thinking of something in the small realm of the small individual realm of existence. And thinking and understanding and judgment to judge, etc. That's why it is a very small, but Buddha means anywhere vastness of existence. Okay? So only vastness of existence exists because whatever you think, Zazen you do, or Buddha you could attain enlightenment, all I exist where? In the vastness. In vastness of existence, so called Buddha. So if you continue to sit anyway, you can really glance at even one moment, okay, you can see that vastness of existence. That is at the point where you are, or where you are, okay? Who you are, what all sentient beings are. Anyway, that is the vastness of existence. You can really glance at it. So at that time, was Zazen. It's not Zazen you can think, Zazen is Zazen seen from in the vastness of existence, so-called Buddha. So in other words, Zazen you do is in vastness of nothing existence, so-called Buddha. Okay. Practicer, it's not you. You as a practicer, it's not meant you. You are, anyway, a person seen from anyway, vastness of existence, so-called Buddha. So we say, Zazen is in the Buddha. Okay. Buddha is seen in the way you do. Okay. It's really true. For instance, if you really want to go to school, and if you really want to get the degree, PhD, okay. What PhD is not something you can get now. So it is still far from you. Okay? We don't know. Maybe you could get. Maybe you couldn't. Okay? But anyway, if you want to get the PhD, first of all, you have to go to school. Okay? The school and you and teacher and first years of university, second years of university, whatever it is, all exist. So whatever you think, school and you and study of medicine and the study of chiropractor, whatever you think. You often. You don't like school, you don't like medicines, you don't like you, okay? Who is studying the medicines, who is studying the chiropractor. And finally you think, what are you doing at school? But still you can continue to go to school and study. Why? Because you see that anyway, PhD is the little bigger scale of the world. Okay, so first grade is not first grade. You can see. Okay? Anyway, if you see beautiful image of the future life, future vision in of your life. Okay, so called PhD. Okay? So first grade, first year is seen. From, anyway, PhD. The first year is in the PhD. PhD is in the first year of the university. At that time, you can really, that is really encourage you to continue to go to school and study. Okay? But if you don't see this, well, obviously you can see you from you. You can see the study of the chiropractor from you, so that is pretty hard. So if you want to, anyway, to get a PhD in what PhD is, a big world, which is called beauty, hope, beautiful hope, whatever you say. So even though you study hard, sometimes you don't like, but simultaneously you can see yourself according in terms of beautiful hope. So beautiful hope encourages you. That means you are seen in the beautiful hope, beautiful hope. So you are in the beautiful hope. Beautiful hope is in you. So whatever you do, hard work, is not in you. In the beautiful hope. At that time, you can handle beautiful hard work. Okay. So that is, Dogen then says, if you sit in the Zen, you become Buddha. Okay. Anyway, let go of yourself. In where? Well, beautiful hope. That beautiful hope is completely vastness, huge, okay, hope. life of the last, that is, anyway, vastness of existence is not only this world, past life, past world, and future world, anyway, including all things, that is, vastness of existence. Then let go of yourself in to that vastness of existence. At that time, your Zazen is in with Buddha. Zazen Buddha is in your Zazen. So very naturally, something going on. Okay. But if Dogen Zen says, even for a moment, if you sit in Zazen, you become Buddha. So, because sitting Buddha, okay? Sitting Buddha right now, right here. But on the other hand, he said, have no sign of the even of becoming Buddha in Zazen. Because if you think you in Buddha, or Buddha is in you, that time anyway, it's something going on. Okay? So it's beautiful life. But still it is a dualistic. Don't you think so? Because Buddha and Zazen and you, all of the three are completely set up. Well, what have you set up? What is that what you have set up that is nothing but this ideological created by your head? So even the Buddha is ideas, and you also ideas. Zazen is also ideas, all of set up. And then we think, well, we can become Buddha, if I said. After setting up, anyway, philosophical understanding of the human world, and then we think, yes, okay. For instance, PhD, first years of university, and you are nothing but a lump of what would you say, greediness, don't you think so? Greediness, possible greediness. So all of self, human being, schools, PhDs, first year of university, all of self. And then you can think, and then you can do something, okay? But this is still dualistic. Dualistic world is something always changing, going on. Next day we don't know what will happen. So if you continue take care of your life in that way, sometimes that is a beautiful life, but on the other hand, sometimes you really feel disappointed because next moment we don't know what will happen. So when something happens awful, well, you're really disappointed. So it's pretty easy for us to give up this beautiful hope and drop off school. Pretty easy. But that is dualistic. So finally, we have to do is, according to Dogen, have no sign of even becoming Buddha means in the Zen. That means, while Zazen and Buddha and you all are empty. you as a practitioner must be egoless. Egoless. Which is called I do Zazen. Okay. So anyway, Zazen and you and Buddha, all are becoming nothing, empty. Nothing means, anyway, wiping off ideological concept of I, Zazen, and Buddha, etc. Usually we are doing something in the realm of ideological world. We do always. But real Buddha, real Zazen, real you is something more than ideological concept, particularly Buddha. Who is Buddha? Buddha is not something which exists somewhere, inside, outside. I don't think this is Buddha. Buddha is nothing but, well, the dynamic lightness of, well, just existence, well, philosophically speaking, called interdependent originations. Okay. Anyway, sort of energy is working. If you realize this, then you are temporarily called Buddha. And then if you realize this and called you Buddha temporarily, and then you can see the world beautiful. At that time, world is called Buddha, because world is beautiful, helping all sentient beings. So that's the idea of the Buddha. But real Buddha is complete. Before you concept, before you experience, okay, the point, vastness of existence, whatever it is, that is a Buddha, anyway. In other words, first vastness of existence itself is Buddha. So before you create a concept, before you create a concept, so-called you, so-called Zazen, so-called Buddha. Anyway, we have to return to, okay, anyway, this original nature of existence. That is what is called nothingness, okay, emptiness. That nothingness, you become egoless, Zazen, return to nothingness, practice, well, in Buddha is, Buddha returned to its own origin at that time, Allah, anyway, returning to same root, which is called dynamic aliveness of existence, so-called energy. Nothing to concept, nothing to insert your idea, sign of the ideological term into it. That is so-called nothingness, emptiness. So all you have to do is practice. Practically, Buddha disappears in Zazen. Zazen also disappears in Zazen. You disappear in Zazen. Well, at that time, when you do Zazen, what's there? Just Zazen. Okay? Just Zazen. But this Zazen is not the concept of Zazen. Before you conceptualize Zazen, you can see right after your doing, okay, with concept immediately, conceptualize. But just so then, rules is not the concept. Because when you really jump into the Zen, melting into the Zen, you are egoless. You don't have your own concept. At that time, you disappear in the Zen. So that time, if subject disappears, simultaneously object disappears automatically. Subject and object disappears, nothing to create something else beyond subject or object. So Buddha disappears again. So, simultaneously, what's there? Just sudden. This sudden is very dynamic working. That is so-called shikankara. There is no gap between, Zazen and you and the truth or Buddha, it's the vastness of existence, whatever it is. But you cannot see any gap because it is too close to see. But you can experience this. So, if you continue to do Zazen, well, what disappears constantly is own ideas. Okay? Doing Zazen is chikankara again and again. Sooner or later, you can really become to be one with Zazen, which is egoless. At that time, you can see, oh, this is Zazen, which is useless. But while you see Zazen objectively, it's very difficult to know what Zazen is. But anyway, through and through, we have to be one. First of all, you must be egoless. Jump into Zazen, become one with Zazen. At that time, you become egoless. Subject to become egoless, so-called nothing. Object very naturally disappears, egoless. If the subject or object gone, who is there to create something extra beyond subject or object? Nothing. So Buddha appears, disappears very naturally. So this is shikankara. So simultaneously, that something is really alive. That is what is called, you can see Zazen. Zazen, you cannot see, you can really touch directly. That something is called really Buddha. That's really Buddha. But if I say it's really Buddha, but it's not Buddha, so simultaneously, it's no Buddha. Okay, whatever you say. It's Buddha, it's no Buddha. Because it is constantly alive. If you pin down this is Buddha, that Zazen is stuck in the Buddha. Okay. The moment you say it's not Buddha, that Zazen is stuck in the idea of no Buddha. So, whatever you say, it is now real Zazen. So, no Buddha means completely aliveness. Total manifestation of Zazen, including you and others. So, in Zen Buddhism, in Buddhism, if you experience the oneness, the universe, or vastness of existence, anyway, you cannot stay with it. Okay. If you stay with it, it is called mysticism. Okay. You can manifest. You can make it alive in your daily life. Okay. Because if you experience the oneness, or spiritual, spirit, or soul, whatever you say, you can manifest it in your daily life. If you stick with this, it is called mysticism. But Buddhism is mysticism, but it's not mysticism. You have to be free from mysticism. So for that, anyway, you cannot leave any ideas. any trace of that idea is whatever called Buddha, Zazen, enlightenment, whatever. So, in this koan, Tozan says, Tozan was asked by the monk what is the essence of Buddha. The Tozan says, the 3 pounds of hemp. But 3 pounds of hemp, this answer doesn't completely connect with the questions, because usually we try to answer connected with the questions. Because we think something. If you answer to your question, to the question, anyway, completely separate from the point which question explains. People call you stupid. But this is very common. So that means, in a sense, we try to think something reasonably, and then question should be connected with the answers. But that is nothing but the dualism. But this coin is completely no connection with the questions, because questions, answers, and you and all beings anyway have to return to something before you create a concept anyway. Whatever you say, Buddha, well, it's already a concept, don't you think? I believe Buddha, that's good. But that is nothing but the Dogen Zen say, if you sit down, you become Buddha. That is a concept anyway. But in a sense, that concept helps you very much, but it's not something bad. But you cannot stay always with it. So there is something you have to do more, that is, if you want to be free, freedom, okay? If you don't want to have freedom, that's okay. But if you want to have a freedom, anyway, you have to go through one more step. You have to go a step further. So, very naturally, anyway, answer is 3 pounds of hemp is completely wiping off, remove the function of your concept, okay? Because you don't know. If a person says 3 pounds of hemp, well, to the answering to the question, what is Buddha, okay? You cannot say anything about this. You don't know what's going on there. So completely, you cannot open your mouth. Your head, your concept, your intellect, your knowledge, and Buddha's, whatever it is, all return to X. Okay. X means exclamation. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. But that is, still you don't understand, because that is that answer must be must come up in a certain situation, okay? In a certain situation, someone come up, it really hit you, okay? Hit your heart. But if you see that this kind of situation objectively, you don't understand the situation. It's just a story. So sometimes we don't understand this one. Okay. But this story is really coming up from a likeness of the situation between Tozan and his monk. But anyway, so the teacher's responsibility is to read the people and intellect and any ideas, anyway, return to that concept of the Buddha. Okay. not concept of something else. Anyway, before you can concept, before your consciousness starts work, anyway, return. You pull yourself. Anyway, teacher bring you, lead you to return to this. That is this answer. So if you try to something reasonable between question and answer, what do you mean by the three-pronged hemp? This is a Buddha. See, it doesn't make sense. You don't understand this. So behind the word, we have to anyway return to the, well, anyway, origin of 3 pounds of hemp. Okay? So that is that time you can really understand this question and answer. So that is the simultaneously something happens. When I was at the monastery, first time I listened to the Tesho given by Harvard Loshi, I didn't understand completely. His Tesho, because it was the first time to listen to Zen Tesho by one famous Zen teacher. So I really didn't understand. He always hitting the, I remember the, always hitting the tables with the stick. Do you understand this? Son, I didn't understand this. So, but that son really encouraged me to wake up. That's all. I didn't understand that son. Why he hit the tables with his stick. In order to express the real truth, I didn't understand. But anyway, I practiced Zazen every day, and one day, next year, the famous Zen Master Hashimoto Roshi came to the Age Monastery and teach us what Zazen was. At that time, he said, if you sit Zazen, you become Buddha. This term is a very simple term. If you sit Zazen, you become Buddha. There is no reasonable connection between I and the teacher, or between my understanding of Zazen or his understanding of Zazen. No connection. Because I didn't have any idea of Zazen. But anyway, that before hit to my heart. That's all. No gap. Very quick. Very quick. That is so called enlightenment, but this enlightenment was very tiny enlightenment. Tiny enlightenment is wonderful for you anyway. There's many kinds of enlightenment. So, Secho Denmasu says in his verse, the golden raven harries, the jade rabbit is swift. Golden raven means the sun, okay, the sun. The sun harries. Harries means the sun, in the ancient time of China, they believed that there was raven, golden raven in the sun. So between the sun and the golden raven, there is no gap, because he is in the sun. Very quick, no gap. And the jade rabbit is swift, means jade rabbit means the moon. Chinese believe, anyway, the jade rabbit lives in the moon. thought so. The relationship between the moon and the dead rabbit is no gap. Anyway, exactly one. Simultaneously, immediately. But immediacy is still a time process, concept over something created by the time process you think. So, immediacy means identification, identity. But still, this is a concept. So, very swift, quite. So, his chosen answer, the 3 pounds of hemp, is immediately hit your heart. Have there ever been careless in a good response? And this is really good response, you know, complete beyond good or bad, right wrong. He really catches up timely the situation and is speaking something in terms of the world before you think. Okay, you think. So anyway, the answer indeed takes everybody return to anyway the world before you think. So that is really a good time. Like, has there ever been carelessness? Is there some carelessness? No way. It's really great, great. To see Tang Shan as laying out facts in accordance with the situation. It's like a lame tortoise and blind turtle entering an empty quarry. Well, if you think Toran's answer, 3 pounds of hemp, well, in terms of the word explaining what the Buddha is, well, you become anyway. You become like a lame tortoise, or blind turtle entering empty body. So completely you don't know. You don't know what's going there. So flowering groves, to see Tang Shan and laying out fact in accordance with the situation. So Tang Shan said to the community, later he went into the hall and said, words do not express fact. Speech doesn't accord with the situation. Those who accept words are lost, and those who linger over phrases are deluded. That's why if you really attach to the word, so go see part of the hemp, you don't understand this discussion completely. So you never get a chance to return to origin of the nature, original nature, is so called vastness of existence. So you become lame tortoise and blind turtle entering empty bodies. Flowering groves are multicolored forest. Bamboo of the south wood north. Monk asked top 10 Zen masters about the 3 pounds of hemp. What do you mean, 3 pounds of hemp? He said the flowers grows at the multicolored forest. So still, monks didn't understand what it doesn't mean. what the relationship between the three ponds of the hemp and the flowering groves and the multicolored forest. So he didn't understand. So he asked again. He said, then teacher says, bamboo of the south, wood of the north. But still he didn't understand anyway. So I think about Chan Chen and Officer Lu. He knew how to say he should laugh, not cry. Ha! Huh. So I think this is the story. In commentary, when the officer Lu Su An was inspector of Chan Chou, he studied with the Nan Chuan. When Nan Chuan passed on, Lu heard the sound of mourning, so he entered the temple for the funeral. He laughed aloud, a great laugh. The temple director said to him, "The later master and you were teacher and disciple. Why aren't you crying?" Officer Lu said, "If you can say something, I'll cry." The temple director was speechless. Lu gave a loud lament, saying, Alice, our late master is long gone." Later, Chan Qin heard of this and said the officers should have laughed, not cried. Well, I know the same example of Yokoi Roshi, his grandmaster, Dharma master. When his grand Dharma master died, he cried. No, he didn't cry. No, I don't remember exactly. Maybe he cried. Then his brother, Dharma brother, says, "You are your teacher, anyway, your grand Dharma teacher, anyway, died now. Didn't you feel sad? Why didn't you cry?" He left.
He left the temple.
He left the temple. And then he told me, "My brother said in that way." It's ridiculous. Now that is really human speculation. You should cry or you shouldn't cry. It's really the give and take world, you know. If you want to cry, cry, that's okay. If you don't want, that's all right. Anyway, be there. Be there. It's not the cry or not cry, completely beyond. Anyway, teacher's death is what? Teacher's death is a death, you can think. You have to feel sad. Or you have to feel joy completely beyond. How can you accept a teacher's death? Nothing to say. So, that's why the Setsu Denmaku says, "So I think of Chan Chin and the Officer Lu. He knew how to say he should laugh, not cry." And finally he said, "Ha," means ha means a car or toe, whatever you scream. Okay. That means complete chaos. You're thinking, should I cry? Or shouldn't I cry? Or should I keep silent? Shut up. Anyway, shut up. keep your mouth shut. Anyway, return to original nature. Return to original nature of existence, of death, of life. What is that? There is no discussion to say. No comment, no commentary to it. Well, do you have some questions you want to discuss?
Yeah, you got it.